good morning, everyone. It's Paul Hopkins. It's day two of Psych Village on Wednesday, November the... I think it's the 4th. Thank you for the interviewee reminder there from a very good friend of mine over the years and someone that you will know. It's Mr. Steve Nutt from Computer Room Services. How are you, Steve?
Hello, Paul. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
That's very good, thank you. Good. Steve, every time I come to your stand at Site Village, you're always really, really busy. Mm. You're not today at the moment because the exhibition hasn't opened, so we can even whisper and be heard.
Yes.
But I thought I'm going to catch you this morning because, you know, you will get busy and stuff. But just have a little chat to us. Tell us a little... Anyone that's not heard of you before, what would you say? I'm Steve Nutt, and
I'm me, Computer Room Services. We started in 96.
96.
I think the important thing is that Angie and my wife and I are both blind.
Yeah.
And we both run the business for the blind.
Yeah.
And the stuff that we sell, we generally use, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
So if we don't think it works, we don't sell it, basically.
Yeah.
And so I started out with training and braille transcription and... And then I widened it to audio daisy transcription.
Yeah.
And then I widened it to selling goods by about 98, I think.
Yeah.
Because I realised that you can't make a living, you know, the more strings you got to your bow, the better it is. And now I do those things still. I do audio transcription, I do braille transcription, I do training.
Yeah.
But we also sell various goods, including window eyes.
Okay.
And we also do window eyes jaws training, NVDA training. I must be getting older because it's getting ever harder to keep up.
Remember what you do.
The latest thing I do as well is web development. So I actually, not design, but I actually, you know, make sure the websites are accessible for people.
Okay.
Generally using WordPress because I think WordPress is really good, but that's a content management system.
Yeah.
And I'll just, if you go to comproom.co.uk, you can see my all new online shop, which is brand new.
Yeah.
And but today, the newest we got today is the EC Time, which is a braille display built into a laptop.
Okay.
So there's been a lot of talk about, I don't know if you heard In Touch, but there's been a lot of talk about note takers can't access certain websites because the websites are too modern for them and they're still on Internet Explorer 6 or whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know? So what we have here is we have a built...
Is that in front of us here, yeah?
Yep, this is it. This is
describe it, that. Oh, he's going to let me have a little feel ski.
Have a feel of that there.
So you've got some...
So you've got
the
nice
six braille keys.
Keys.
Yeah, definitely.
You've got function keys
on
the
side. Oh, yeah, down the left, yeah, and the right.
And those kind of...
And there's a very nice braille display there.
Nice braille display, yeah.
Is it kicked up? Yeah, let's have a quick...
Yep, there we are.
Is that...
It's Bluetooth exchange.
I was going to say, something's happening there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's in grade
one. Oh, yeah, I see, yeah. Bluetooth exchange.
The function buttons really replicate the Alt, Shift, Control and the Tab keys, which you can't do easily in braille, otherwise you have to do braille chords, things like that.
Yeah,
so the top of each of the four keys are the scroll keys. So that's left scroll and that's right scroll.
Oh, okay.
But you can also use joysticks for scrolling.
Oh, that's nice, isn't
so
it?
So you've got a little joystick, goes left, right, up, down, in.
Yeah.
And you've got two spaces, effectively.
Yes.
This
left and right thumb, because we're used to that with keyboards, aren't we?
Yeah, now these are different. The right-hand one is the space bar.
Ah.
The left-hand one is backspace.
Backspace.
And the two together are enter. Because a lot of note-takers take away .7 and 8.
Yeah.
But this doesn't, so you can use 8-dot braille if
it's
you want
nice,
to.
Very nice, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's basically got Windows 7 on that.
Yeah.
It's an Asus laptop, and they've taken out the guts of it and put a braille display in it.
Yeah.
Basically. Yeah. Very nice feeling thing, I think, anyway.
Yeah, I do.
And it has a note taker as well. It has its own environment as well as Windows.
Mm.
So you can go into its own little note taker called Easy Note, which has got an interesting feature whereby you can go to the file menu and select OCR, and if you've got a scanner selected, it will scan straight into your notepad.
Okay.
Which is quite nice.
Yeah, it is.
You've got Easy Web, which is a little web browser they've got. Yeah. You've got Easy Math, which produces math braille for you.
Yeah.
And a very interesting one called Easy Music.
Oh.
And what that does is you can type music braille.
Yeah.
And then you can save it as an XML file, music file.
Yeah, yeah.
But you can also play it back as a MIDI file.
Oh.
So, you know, because you've got MIDI on here, you've got a full-blown computer here.
Yeah.
You can actually play back the notes so you can listen to the music as you've brailled it. So if you're a composer... That's quite handy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So to summarise, this is running, essentially it's a laptop that's had things taken out and all the sort of relevant software put back in.
Full-blown Windows 7.
It's interesting.
Windows 10 coming soon. They've got to get some of the drivers ready.
Yeah.
And full-blown, so it's at the moment it's got a demo of JAWS on it.
Yeah.
So if I press the Windows key.
Yeah.
There you are.
Brilliant.
Now I can tab around normal. See what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's a brand, you know, it's an absolutely bog standard computer.
So you're getting JAWS as well?
Yeah. We obviously would sell it with Windows pre-installed if people want it, or JAWS pre-installed if we wanted it.
But Windows, nothing wrong with that these days, is there?
No. And we can also install NVDA to it if people want that.
Sure, sure.
So they don't pay so much for the screen reader.
Yeah, yeah.
And again, all of those support Braille. Supernova, we can install and it supports Braille. And the Braille display will work with whatever screen reader you've got in the traditional way. But you've also got the built-in little apps. So if I do Control and Shift and N. Cool. Oh, that's because I'm not in the...
That's all right.
Alt-Tab. Yeah, you can hear that's a regular computer, can't you?
Yeah, yeah.
See?
Yeah.
See? There you go. And there's JAWS.
Yeah.
We go back into now. If I do Control, whoops, getting out of that.
It's all right.
If I do Control, that's better. I'm out of that now.
You got two things talking.
Yeah, there. Yeah. It's the one thing is talking is the Control and Shift and N. There we go.
Okay.
So I'm now in Easy Note. It just said Easy Note.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm now in the Note Taker. And I'm in grade zero.
Yeah.
So if I do, if I do Alt and number two, that flips me to grade two.
Okay.
So I'm now in grade two, and I can just start typing this space.
Yeah, yeah.
And you'll hear it translate.
Yeah, I see.
And I'm actually typing in grade two.
Yeah, yeah.
See? So you've got like a Braille note style note taker within Windows. So you can come out of that environment whenever you want to, or if you're selling it to beginning users, you can restrict it to stay into the note, the Easy Note, or the Easy Suite, if you like, of programs.
So is the idea that this is a standalone device then, really, isn't it? So you can do all that you want to do with a computer, but use it, accessing it through Braille means. So a bit like some of the old Keynote kind of ideas, that kind of thing,
so,
isn't it?
It's like Braille Note, but you've got Windows under it as well.
Yeah, that's really good.
But the other thing is, you can also connect it to another computer and use it just as a Braille display.
Mm.
You can also connect it via Bluetooth and use it as a Braille display.
Yeah.
So now you can connect it to your phone as well.
Yeah.
So iPhone and Android is all good to go. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, it ticks all the boxes, really.
It's good.
You know.
So if we broaden that out a bit and sort of talk about you generally, what I'm quite interested in, a lot of people say to me and say in general, it's really hard to get work, stay in work as a blind person, to be inspired to do some of those things and really make the effort. What would you say as a person who's been in business for a long time? You must have had ups and downs. You must have had times when you're thinking, oh, my God, this isn't working.
There's no business that doesn't have ups and downs. And sometimes you lay there thinking or in bed at night thinking, where's the next penny coming from?
Yeah,
you know, and you think, you know, I've got to pay the wages next month.
And this is something beyond employment, isn't it?
This is not disability related. Yeah,
exactly.
This is self-employment as well.
Yeah.
And the other thing about self-employment is you work till 10 o'clock at night and you don't think about it. You always seem to be on call.
Mm.
And with phones as well and connectivity. You know, and all that, you never really get away from it. So there's that. But I would say that some of the problems with getting people into work seems to me to be lack of information about what's available.
Mm.
You know?
You mean it's a support?
Yeah, in terms of support and technology.
Mm.
I mean, you know, the amount of people I've met even here that have, for example, an iPhone or an Android phone and didn't realise that you could turn TalkBack or VoiceOver on, for example.
Yeah.
And it amazes me, absolutely astounds me that, you know, I got that knowledge.
Yeah.
And how did I get that knowledge? I have to think about it.
I think that,
You know.
You just research, don't you?
You just research.
But if people aren't used to doing that.
No, that's right.
So in terms of sort of, to kind of end this, just something... What is the biggest thing that you've learned that keeps you going, that might inspire someone else to make that to start the journey of either self-employment or employment?
Well, to be honest, Paul, if you take anything away from this interview, the one the one word that is against my rules is can't. Right?
Brilliant.
There is no such word as can't or cannot. There is, you know, the world is your oyster. Just ask. I always say to people, the only stupid question is the one that you don't ask.
Yeah, you know? That's a good tip, isn't it?
Yeah, and I remember years ago a trainer saying that to me. You know, the only stupid question is the one you don't ask me, because you'll never get the answer.
You will, yeah, that's true.
And so, yeah, that's what I would say to people, really.
Fantastic. Tell us again just your contact details, webs, phone numbers, whatever you want people to hear, then we can find out. And the new device there that you've got, just remind us what that's
called. So the new device is called EasyTime, E-S-Y-T-I-M-E.
Okay.
And it's from Eurobrow.
Right.
And it's 3,875, but it's got it's got a 32-cell Braille display.
Sure, sure.
It's what you're paying for.
Yeah.
Great device. If you're coming to Site Village, come and see it. Because it's
yes, definitely,
nice
I'd say
at.
That. It does look good. And
and
feels nice.
Don't worry about the Windows boot up time, because once you put it in hibernate, it only takes a couple of seconds to come out of it and things like that.
Yeah. And your contact details?
My contact details is the website is www.comproom.co.uk.
Yeah.
That's comproom.co.uk.
Yeah.
steve@comproom.co.uk for email.
Yeah.
Or you can ring us on 01438-742-286, and we never charge for a phone call, whatever
Excellent.
That is. If ever we're going to charge you for something, we'll tell you immediately, and then you can agree or not agree.
And you are here at Kensington Town Hall today. I think you're in the main hall, aren't you?
Yeah.
So if you're coming to Site Village today, come and see Steve.
Come and see us.
And
can I just say thanks for the opportunity?
No problem at all.
Yeah.
Speak to you soon, my friends.
Yeah,
always a pleasure.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.